This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat market for Thursday, May 12th. Well, today is crop report day, a day that we've been looking forward to for quite a while. I've been looking for the grains to peak right around this crop report. And the wheat market is rallying into this time window. Corn and beans are also rallying, but they've dropped off more than the wheat has, so they have a bit more to go to actually put in new highs. But nevertheless, everything was higher yesterday, led by Minneapolis, which looks like it's really struggling to hang on to the acreage base. We've got more rain coming through North Dakota as we speak, almost the entire state, including the northern part of South Dakota. The longer range forecasts show above normal precip for virtually all of the northern plains, and then much above normal precip across the Midwest. So what doesn't get planted as far as corn and beans becomes very late. But I think with the open weather that we've had here over these last few days and more pretty warm temperatures, in fact, much above normal temperatures across much of the Midwest and into the central plains, that producers should be able to get much of these crops planted. But it's the northern plains that are creating some serious problems. And of course, that's primarily spring wheat, but it also is a big chunk of corn across the Dakotas and soybeans. So I think all of these markets are looking at the likelihood of at least some sort of yield drag, if not losing some acres altogether. Again, Minneapolis leading the way higher, pushing into new highs for this move and new contract highs, in fact. And the other wheats are new highs for the move, at least in Kansas City. Chicago's stuck in a pretty tight range, but I think eventually it's going to break out to the upside as well. And again, we're looking for highs to come pretty soon, looking for some kind of acceleration. It might even be just one day, a big spike high that doesn't close well, or if you get a big push, 2 or 3 days to the upside, and that's probably all you're going to get. We've got harvest in the southern plains kicking into gear here over Memorial Day. That's only a few weeks away, and then it's into the harvest season for whatever, you know, small harvest it may be. It is still going to be fresh supply coming into the marketplace, and that should help alleviate the concerns, at least short term. But when you look at the bigger picture, you look at the shortfall of production of hard red winter wheat here in the U.S., a likely drop in spring wheat production just because of the late plantings. We're looking at dryness that has continued across Europe. We're probably going to start to see some yield declines there. I doubt it shows up in today's USDA report, but the trade certainly is looking at the drought conditions that have deepened across France, Italy, and into the broader European continent. And then there's the question of the Black Sea. Ukraine is getting crops in, but it's been difficult for them. And, you know, export capacity is being pummeled as we speak across the major port of Odessa. In Russia, it looks like they could well cut a record crop, but how are they going to get it exported? They will leak some of it out, but it's going to be difficult, I think. And I just don't see a lot of wheat or grain in general coming out of the Black Sea region. So you take off the, you know, a major production and exporting region. In fact, Russia was the world's largest wheat exporter. And you start shaving off U.S. supplies, you shave off European supplies. All of a sudden, you don't have a lot of supply. And demand has been kind of tamped down for a while because of high prices. They've been waiting for the new crop. That is in question. And it just seems like demand is going to be huge once we get these combines rolling. And I don't see harvest pressure being a lot. I see it coming early, the harvest low, probably in mid-June as opposed to early July. And I think the buyers are going to be stepping up and becoming pretty aggressive. So that puts a lot of hope, if you will, on the southern hemisphere. Argentina and Australia both had big crops last year. In fact, for Australia, it was the third major crop, record crop, in fact, in a row. Can they repeat that? I don't know. But that's a big ask for them. But I just don't see wheat turning into a bear market at least for another production cycle, because it's just not happening this year. You've got to get the winter wheat acres in the fall, and then you got to wait for the next harvest, which is more than a year away. And already we're seeing how demand is going to absorb all of what is available for this crop quickly. So I see this market, again, putting in an early harvest low and probably working its way higher into the fall until we have a better idea what the southern hemisphere is. But that takes us strongly higher into early October. So I think the wheat market just stays in a bull market. It's unlikely to pace sideways. I don't think you'll get that. I think you'll take another leg up once we get past the harvest pressure. So, you know, we're due for a pullback here, but I think that's going to come during the harvest. I think initially, over this next few days, if not a week or so, that the market takes one more push up, and I think we're in that push up. I think we get a little more upside here, but I do also think that we need to be on point to take off these long positions, get some sales on the books, and take advantage of these high prices, especially if we get 2 or 3 days of big moves up. And you could consider yesterday in Minneapolis a big move up. So you get a couple of those strung together, and now I think you're putting in your tops. So that's kind of what I'm looking for, the market to be establishing its high here very soon. The crop report is here, and this is the time window that we're really honing in on to see a high. And maybe that crop report, once it's behind us, will give the market some room to run here, give traders some breathing room, get these numbers behind us, and then see where we're at. But again, you know, the market is still in a very strong bull market long term, even though we've already been in one for a good year and a half, if not more. The fundamentals just are not going to change that much. You're not going to get a big enough corn crop to alleviate world feed grain supplies, and certainly wheat needs to keep itself out of the feed grain channel. Even India, which, if they're going to export wheat at all, would typically go into the feed grain channel. Buyers were willing to buy Indian feed wheat for food wheat, and now India is pretty much off the table. They've already exported about 3 million tons of the 5 that they were estimated to have available now. So, you know, you're already almost out of Indian wheat. So I just don't see where you have a bear market developing here. Feed wheat is just, it's got to be pretty bad quality to get dumped down to the feed wheat category. And again, feed grain supplies are extremely tight. It's kind of what kicked off this big bull market in grains in the first place. And now you've got to keep wheat out of the feed channel. So, you know, yeah, we'll get our harvest pressure. We'll get a pullback, most likely. We'll get the grain crop planted, and we'll get a pullback because there's plenty of moisture around the Midwest. That's why we're late. But long-term, any hint of production problem in the row crops here in the United States sends corn market sharply higher. And of course that sends wheat higher. And I think wheat has got lots of reasons to be in a bull market on its own anyway. And corn, probably a similar situation. The Brazilian corn crop is under some stress. We're not gonna have a massive corn crop. So I just think that, you know, these grains stay in this bull market. After we get a pullback here, I think we start another leg up. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.